Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome into the 6 o'clock hour of our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino, gearing up Thursday night football, starting the weekend of NFL action, Jets at Patriots coming up 7 p.m. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Saturday, we got college football action, plenty of it with no Saints going on. We're focusing on LSU taking on their matchup against Arkansas. And what do you know, the Green Wave back home for a matchup against Florida Atlantic to help us talk about that. Tulane football sideline reporter Matty Hudak joining us now. Matty, always appreciate the time. How you been doing this season?
Oh, I've been great. It's definitely been a roller coaster, and as a lot of fans have alluded to, certainly a hard test to be a Tulane fan this season.
Matty, we have Coach Summerall on every week and able to do the Tulane Tuesday segment with him. And I tell this, everybody asks, how is he? And I was like, you know, what you hear is what you get. But, you know, I have coaches in my family. I've been around this game a long time. And all coaches are competitive in that 8 to 9 range. Okay? John Summerall is beyond the 9. And I think he was embarrassed about how they prepared that team and how they played at UT San Antonio. And they came out on fire, and I could hear it in his voice how upset he was the Tuesday afterwards, and I heard how excited he was about beating Memphis on the road. And you knew Memphis, even with a big lead, they were going to come back. They got athletes. But you've been around him. His competitiveness is at another level, okay? Yeah, you can be at that 9 mark. I think Coach Summerall is even beyond the 9 mark.
Yeah, it's a little maniacal in a way, but I think, you know, not past John Summerall, that competitiveness really translates to the team. But, you know, I think team-wide, that was really a harsh reality check at UTSA. You know, it's kind of the team's worst loss, in my opinion, like since the 2-10 season. It was just really out of sorts everywhere. And I think that this team all had a chance to either really crumble at that point. But even the players have admitted that that was kind of just an embarrassing way for them to go out there. And I think Memphis was kind of this critical point in the season where, yeah, there are all these goals on the line and everything like that. But also, this was such an uncharacteristic brand of football. You know, I think just really trying to get back to what their standard is here. And you could just feel a different feel on the sideline when I went down there, both from the coaches, but to the players as well, really, you know, before kickoff. And you just kind of felt this air that they really, really wanted it. And now they know what it's like to kind of lose that due to that loss.
Okay, Matty, you've seen some really good quarterback play. And Mensah was a lot of people, Tulane people, they're not too crazy about Mensah. They almost have amnesia about how well he played last year. But he was a damn good player. But I can't remember a Tulane quarterback playing as well in one half as what Jake Retzlaff did in that first half against Memphis. Now, second half sort of dimmed down. You knew he couldn't keep up that sort of pace. But that first half, whew, he was on fire as a player.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think back, and I agree. I think fans' perception of Darian Mensah is a little warped after the fact. But the matter is, he didn't really kind of have that big win at Tulane. You really haven't had that big win by a Tulane quarterback. To me, you know, when you talk about the best performance by a quarterback, you know, it goes all the way back to Michael Pratt in the conference championship against UCF, where he just completely took over that game in the second it started. And it always translates from the quarterback to the rest of the team. But the fact that that first play was what it was, that touchdown pass to Shaz Preston, you know, I talked with our center, Jack Hallfield, today, and he said they knew we were going to take a shot on the first play. He didn't realize it was going to be that kind of shot. And I think that really just set the tone for, you know, it's hard for me to, again, think about a team where it's been in the situation, the importance and the pedigree of the opponent like Memphis, and for the quarterback to just go out there and completely have his way, like you said, for an entire half.
Chaz, I've seen him for a long time. I knew his dad, Sean, real well. His brother played at Mississippi State. He's from St. James. And I told this to Coach Summerall. You know, they always talk about a 50-50 ball. Well, with Chaz, when he was at St. James, it was like 85-15. He was going to come down with it. He's finally got healthy, got himself in great shape. And I think now people are starting to see that Chaz Preston that I saw when he was in high school at St. James, and while Nick Saban came a call and said, come to Alabama, that goes to show what type of player Chaz Preston is.
Yeah, I think as much as we're all starting to see it, I think really importantly, like, Shaz is seeing it for himself. You can just feel, you know, the touchdown against Army, it was such a ridiculous grab by him that kind of, you know, took away from almost how much mental focus, what the situation was, how much of a, you know, must-catch ball that kind of ended up being. And I think that really just helped him turn a different gear on, where, you know, it just kind of felt like if he's able to get past coverage, he's so sure of his hands now. And to your point, you know, I remember the first time I saw him on the practice field, we hadn't really seen a wide receiver built like that at Tulane. He just has such a body type that's so imposing and just a level of toughness that, again, you know, it's two touchdown night. And honestly, you know, it felt like the stat sheet almost should have had more on there with how electric he was, and it just really goes to show how impressive the passing game has been. I mean, again, you just think back to Jake Retzlaff arriving right before fall camp and being at a quarterback competition, and I think you really saw them hit that real final gear in Memphis.
Matty, and Coach Summerall's brought this up. Mikey said what drives me up the wall is giving up these huge chunk plays, and he said we have people around the play, but we're not making the play. And when I asked him the biggest improvement, he said it was no question that it was we have got to stop giving up these big chunk plays via the air, that is killing us on this football team. And so your thoughts on the secondary? They've got caught a few times with the big play, and you never want to give up. You want somebody to drive it on you more than that one play, 82 yards, and it's over with.
Right. You know, I mean, again, you look at the secondary and you look at the fact that, and Summerall has brought it up, you know, Micah Robinson, Jonathan Edwards, Caleb Bransaw, they're all on NFL rosters right now. And those are the guys that really held down the secondary last year. And it's one of those positions that it's so mentally challenging. And you know, as you kind of just said, the defensive backs are always kind of in the right spot, but it's just turning the shoulder the wrong way when you should have been turning it the other way to follow the man kind of thing. And it's just those little details where you really, you know, respect the guys that are really great at that role. And this is going to be a tough challenge for them this weekend as well, because this is the top passing attack in the American. But the best thing that helps out a secondary to me, it's a pass rush. And, you know, I think that the strong start on offense that Tulane kind of got up against Memphis kind of forced them into a passing situation. But knowing that that's really what FAU does from the get-go, I think really all the levels of the defense have to kind of be able to help that secondary out. But I'll say, you know, there's one thing to get burned, and it's another thing to kind of melt down after the fact. What's impressed me about the secondary is they're younger guys, they're greener guys, and they've made mistakes, but they've still kind of been able to pull it together. You know, the fact that against Army, they made that 3-and-out stop when they needed to, and then that interception that really changed the game against Memphis shows that I think they really have the toughness. It's just kind of putting all those pieces together.
Sam Howard, okay, their guy's bigger, faster, stronger, great leader, always seems to put himself in a position to make a play. And I think he is really the inspirational leader on this football team. And you saw what he meant to this team playing in that game against Memphis. And Coach Summerall, when we had him on, said, you know, it was my decision that he don't play in the second half. And you could see, you know, hey, that's funny when Memphis started actually making a few plays. But your thoughts in covering Sam Howard throughout the years, just how good of a player he is.
I mean, what stuck out to me first about Sam, and he does it every single time he speaks to media, but the first time we met him, you know, he went around to every single media member, shook our hands, introduced himself, remembers names. And, you know, again, we've all spoken to Sam so many times at this point, but it just goes to show, you know, when coaches talk about the little things translating into those big things, I think Sam is just the quintessential example of all of the little things that he does. There's so many things he does behind the scenes that, like, he's asked us not even to write in an article about him. He's so humble. And I think his impact, you know, the play where he did briefly go down during that game, you know, it felt like the entire life of that team kind of sucked out with him, and the guys all went down, and then their response when he jumped up, I mean, you would have thought that they had made the game-ending interception on that play, and it was just Sam Howard, you know, getting up off the ground and jumping back up. The special teams guys were running over. I mean, he really is just one of those guys that he's an absolute game changer. And like you said, it's not to discount his play, but it's really not even about that at all.
Not to kind of look ahead, but if you look at the schedule, Maddie, once you got past Memphis, and it was to get past them, and you get that top 25 win, Tulane got a roll here with three games. They got an opportunity to roll this through, and okay, you got to take them one at a time, but the schedule is favorable for them down the stretch, and this team could get themselves in a conference championship game.
Yeah, I mean, it just, the stakes aren't there at the end of the year in the sense of kind of, you know, you look at the Memphis game last year and both of those teams were kind of vying for a spot. I think Memphis was slightly out of it at that point, but, you know, that was a rival. That was someone that always gets back to get them. These three teams they're playing, they haven't even played that much. That's what's really fascinating. In all my seasons as sideline reporter, they haven't played Temple. This is the first time. They've only played FAU once 2 years ago. And so really the most familiarity that this current team has is with Charlotte. And so I think that's kind of a challenge in and of itself, is just, you know, getting into the end of American Conference play with some teams that you just don't have that much of a history with. But you could also say that about half the teams this year already with Tulane, and if, given that it's such a new team. But I think they're kind of, you know, in a good way feeling it after that Memphis game, and in an earned way, to where, you know, I think that they should go out and dominate. That's what's kind of now again expected of them. And I think it goes to show the importance of last week, but it goes to show, you know, like you said, when they took Sam Howard out, they kind of crept back relatively quickly. Games can easily, you know, fall apart relatively well. And so to be able to kind of make a dominant run at the end here, I think it's in Tulane's favor, but I think they really have to show that, you know, they are that team to beat in the conference.
Coach has always said, we flashed it. We flash very good moments, but we're not consistent at it. And I think he's saying something, not only when he comes on the show, but to the team. You've got a lot more that you could accomplish that we haven't quite seen yet. And I think he's telling that. He's just not saying that when he comes on with us. He is saying that to his football team. We're leaving a lot out there that we could make from a big play standpoint, stopping people on defense, better pitch and catch game. I think he's okay. I think he's fine with the running game. And you got a pass rush that's really good. But I do believe he thinks in his own mind that this team can get measurably better down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, I know. I think he's telling them all that. I think they can frankly see it for themselves. You know, you don't want to harp too much on the loss to UTSA, but, you know, as much as we're talking up this Memphis win just a week ago, was kind of, you know, what's wrong with the state of Tulane right now? Are they kind of out of sorts? And I think it was all those little small details that, you know, those were kind of happening, but the team was still winning anyways. Well, that UTSA loss, I think, really showed, because you look at the things like four turnovers in that game. It was just so sloppy in that regard that coaches say all the time, you know, turnovers will win and lose you football games. Well, here's a real prime example of that. And knowing that, you know, again, all of them kind of felt embarrassed by that. And they got out of Memphis with a win, but, you know, it was 35-17 at half, and it ended up being 38-30 42. So I think, you know, if any guy went away from that thinking, you know, oh, we played perfect, that'd be a bad thing. But I think they're all pretty aware of that. They still are kind of searching for that elusive perfect game. And not to put too much on that, but I agree that I think the message is still, we're kind of building towards what needs to still be our best yet.
Maddie, when you look at this game on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff, it seems like forever since the Wave have been home. It was just too straight on the road, but coming back now, homecoming, what are you expecting this atmosphere to be like?
Oh, I mean, it's been sold out since Monday. I'm really expecting it to be a great one here. It's great weather. The City Edition uniforms, you know, they're as advertised, they're as cool in person, and I've just seen them on a mannequin. So to be able to kind of see the team all run out on those, and homecoming just always brings a special kind of juice to it, especially, again, for some of these newer guys that are still kind of getting a taste of the Yeoman environment. I think that you're really going to see a great one this weekend, and that certainly always helps teams kind of, you know, run up the score a little bit.
Maddie, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and hope we get a great one on Saturday. Roll MFW. I can say that.
Man, I wish I'd have thought of that before him. Because, man, they're going to make some money out of these hoodies and shirts.
And Coach is all supporting. You know the fans are going to jump on it, too.
Oh, no question.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie Hudak, Tulane football sideline reporter, joining us there. The Wave in Florida Atlantic, a 3 p.m. kickoff. Man, they are a heavy favorite in that matchup. I'm saying we could talk about that now because that's not going to be in our Pick 6 segment this week.
Yeah.
I was surprised that was such a big number.
Yeah, I think the roll wave, so to speak. I think they take care of business. And I think he's got them focused now, playing with some confidence. Big win against Memphis. But before we go to break, man, Larry from with the Who Dat truck is here with us, so I know it's always something when he's here with the Who Dat truck.
You just like because he's juicing you up with chocolate.
Yeah, well, it helps me.
We're going to take a break, come back with more of our weekend kickoff, get into our Pick 6 segment, breaking down college NFL action for this weekend. Right after this, stay tuned on WWL, the Treasure Chest Casino, folks.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back here to Weekend Kickoff, folks, at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out with you till 7 p.m. Then Thursday Night Football, Jets and Patriots will kick off. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We believe in the power of everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. That's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell Scoot, Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. Guys, it is time for one of my favorite segments of the week, Pick Six, where we get into all our selections in college and NFL. And man, oh man, I'm not sure the final outcome, Charlie, but I knew though for a fact I went 0 for 3 in my college picks last week.
And you finished 1 for 5, Steve.
Ooh,
yeah, it was a rough week for you here. But listen, guys, I mean, it was kind of across the board for everyone. I went 3-3. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby actually won the week at 4-2 because he picked the Saints, and that
finally Jones picking these games for him again.
I mean, the Saints. He was the standalone there, and that's why he beat me this past week. A couple things of note here, guys. Steve, I was joking with you off the air that we had all picked Tulane against UT San Antonio, and they got smoked in that game. And then we picked Memphis this past week, and you know, I need to stop putting Tulane on the docket. Or maybe just keep putting them on the docket and I'll just sacrifice my pick six record because it's already bad and continue to pick Tulane because every time I pick them, they end up losing, or every time I pick against them, they end up winning. So I actually pick against them because I want the wave to keep on rolling. So guys, recapping last week, as I mentioned, Memphis went terrible for everyone. We had a clean split actually here with Texas Tech -10.5. Bobby and I got that one right. Mike and Steve, you got BYU wrong there. Alabama, the three of us, myself, Mike, Bobby got Bama right. Steve, you had gone with LSU +9.5. We had another split. The Patriots, Bobby and I were with New England. They took down the Buccaneers on the road. That was a big win for them. Mike and Steve got that one wrong. And as I mentioned, the three of us got the Panthers wrong. Bobby got the Saints right. And then the last split, Bobby and I had taken the Packers. They lost. And Mike and Steve got the Eagles, and they won. So, Steve, your Eagles gave you your win of the week.
Thank you, Philly. They came through for me.
I told you that you did good, Steve, picking the Eagles.
Yeah. That was the only thing I did good.
All right, guys, moving on to college football week 12, and then we'll get into NFL week 11, which NFL week 11 is stacked. I really kind of struggled getting down to three games, but we'll get to that later on. College football week 12, we got an SEC triple header here, guys. Arkansas at LSU is the first game we'll be talking about. LSU -5.5, and I will be transparent. I don't have Bobby's picks today. Bobby's on vacation. He's out in Chicago. I'll get them at a later time, so I'll share them next week. But I'm going with Arkansas +5.5 here. I kind of echo a lot of the sentiments that Chris Blair said earlier on in the show, guys, about how concerned he is. Arkansas plays a lot of really close, high-scoring games. LSU's going to have to score touchdowns to make it a high-scoring game. I think Arkansas and Taylen Green and that offense will be able to put up points on this LSU defense. I'm a little bit nervous if LSU winning this game, if I'm being honest with you guys, and that sounds crazy for a 2-7 team. Give me Arkansas on the points.
LSU-Arkansas has played some weird games, to be honest with you. And a lot of those games have been really close. And if you look at what has happened with Arkansas all year long, it's been basically 6 points or less. They lose them, but they close. Give me Arkansas in the points.
Yeah, just the way LSU has been this stretch, there's nothing really that's drawing you to make this selection here except the fact that, okay, you're at home against a team that hasn't won in the SEC yet. I do think LSU will probably pull out a close matchup in this one.
I agree with you.
But, man, 5.5 is definitely too rich for my blood, too. I'll take Arkansas getting that points in Tiger Stadium. I know that's nuts.
Clean sweep for the three of us, guys. And, Mike, to your point, I mean, it's three-point games all over the place and against better teams than LSU, if we're being honest with ourselves. Like, a Texas A&M game sticks out to me. The one time that they really did get bludgeoned was an out-of-conference game when they got killed by Notre Dame. But, anyways, I think it's going to be a close game. We all think so. Arky +5.5. Up next, we have a top 11 matchup, number 11 Oklahoma at number 4 Alabama. Alabama 6.5-point favorites at home. Oklahoma has let me down more times than Alabama has this year, guys. We've picked them a lot. They're both very good teams. Oklahoma is probably more desperate in this spot because this almost feels like a win-and-you're-in spot for them. If they can beat Alabama on the road, I know that they end the season with LSU in Norman, but it's a huge game for them. Just give me Alabama, though, guys. I think that they win this by a touchdown, maybe slightly more. It feels like the books are right on with Bama. Like, every time they have a spread that's like 9.5, they win by 10. Or if it's like 6.5, they'll win by 7. So give me Alabama winning by a touchdown.
I'm going to be with you on this one, Charlie, too. I'm going to take Bama at home. Hard to go against them in Tuscaloosa, and I feel you on OU. There's just something that doesn't gel or click for me the right way. They always seem to disappoint.
If this game was in Norman, I would go with Oklahoma. But I'm going to go with Bama. They have been through a gauntlet. Look at who they played the last 5 or 6 weeks. They have been through the SEC gauntlet. And I think they win another. And I think they cover here. So I'm going to go with Ty Simpson over John Mateer. I hate to go against Mateer because I think he's on the verge of maybe a huge game. But that's playing into Alabama's strength, the secondary. I was impressed last week. Alabama secondary really played well. They don't run the ball well, and that's a concern for me, but I like the Tide.
There's a lot of talk about Oklahoma's defense. Guys, like, I've seen it at times with flashes in big games that they've had this year, but realistically, if you're talking about how OU's defense matches up against Alabama's offense, it feels like there's some capabilities for Ty Simpson and Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams to have a nice performance in this game, especially at home, because OU's really, really good against the run, but Alabama doesn't really run the ball at all. It's basically those three guys, plus some tight end usage as well. So give me Bama. This is another clean sweep, back-to-back guys. So we'll move on. Number 10, Texas at number 5, Georgia in the game of the week. The Bulldogs, 6.5-point favorites at home, just like Bama. Guys, I was back and forth on this one. It's obviously a bigger game for Texas. Similar situation with them in Oklahoma, both two-loss teams on the road in massive SEC matchups. Georgia just feels like one of those teams that plays up to their competition, though, guys. And they're at home. And I know that they had their gigantic home-winning streak ended by Alabama just, you know, a month ago or whatever it was, month and a half. Give me Georgia minus 6.5 covering the spread, though. I feel very similar about this game as I do Alabama, where I think that they win by a slight margin, but it's enough to just get over the spread.
I kind of went back and forth like you did, Charlie, and the fact that I'm going to go with actually Texas on the road getting 6.5 in this matchup. I think they can do just enough to keep it close in this game. I do see the Bulldogs pulling out the victory at home, but I don't think it'll be by 6.5.
I'm going to go with Texas here and sort of kind of chew it because, man, Georgia is not a super explosive offensive team.
Yeah.
Texas has flashed it. But, man, do they mess up games in late as well as anybody, so to speak? Good and bad for Texas. So I'm going to go with the Longhorns here, and I'm going to take that 6.5. I think Georgia wins, but Texas covers.
I could easily see this being a tough field goal type of game with the way that Texas has been playing. But I don't know, guys. The way that Georgia looked, and I get it is Mississippi State, but going on the road and just pounding the Bulldogs last week, I think that was more of a statement to say, hey, we're getting to play our best football at the right time. And if they pick up this win, guys, it would be a very, very impressive showing with basically the SEC championship and the playoffs right around the corner.
So, Charlie, you're the only one different on this matchup going with the Bulldogs. Me and Mike have Texas. Other than that,
we all got
Bama, all got LSU.
All got Arkansas.
I mean, Arkansas, sorry.
All got Arkansas, all got Alabama, and then you guys are rolling with Texas, and I'm rolling with Georgia.
You know Hebert would have picked LSU. You know, he'd have been different on that.
He's picking them the Saints to cover the bye week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this week, too.
We're going to take a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, we'll get into those NFL picks right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL, folks.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Guys, before we get back into our pick six segment, want to let everyone know Shohei Ohtani, unanimous NL MVP award, his 4th and 5th seasons. So back-to-back World Series champion and now a 4-time MVP.
How shocking. It was like Paul Skeens getting the National League Cy Young. Man, Ohtani, man, just unbelievable athlete.
I was upset today. I saw news. Skeens denied the reports that he's clamoring to get to the Yankees.
Yeah, I would deny it, too, until I become a free agent and take off.
Ding, ding, ding. Head to the Bronx.
I would deny everything. I don't know even nothing about it. I don't even know what year I'll become a free agent. And, man, I don't already got my bags packed and ready to go.
Now time to get back into our pick six segment. We did our college selections. Now we're going to get into the NFL. Charlie, what you got for us?
So this is a loaded week of action in NFL games, guys. I really struggled getting down to 3, but these are the 3 that I ended up picking. We're going to start with the Buccaneers at the Bills. Buffalo 5.5-point favorites at home. Guys, I'll go with the Bills here very hesitantly. I know that there's such – we always talk about like the Falcons being the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team, as you use it, Mike. But the Bills are right there too. If they're able to run with James Cook and if their offense is rolling, they can beat anybody. But then there's these other weeks like what we saw against Miami, and I know it was a divisional game. It's got me a little bit hesitant to take Buffalo, but I think that they bounce back against a Buccaneers team that's coming off a loss to the Patriots. Give them another loss here. Give me Buffalo -5.5.
I agree with you, Charlie. And listen, the Bucs have won me a lot this week, and they didn't last week. With Baker, but he had a shot, actually had a shot late. But I got to go with the Bills. I think they bounce back. The Bucks are a sort of a beat-up football team right now. The Bills were flat-out embarrassed against the Dolphins.
And, yep.
They do have Josh Allen playing quarterback for them. Man, my thing is, how difficult is this? Turn around and give, man, James Cook the football. Let him run with it. But their offense is sort of convoluted right now. Man, I watched that on tape. Nothing really seems to gel well. But you know what? I just think they're going to end up winning it and covering Bills.
I would be more hopeful for the Bucs in this game if maybe like Bucky Irving was finally back for them. That rushing attack we know has been one of the banes for the Buffalo Bills defense. They haven't been good at stopping that. But I think, like you, Mike, with all the injuries that the Buccaneers have dealt with, maybe it's starting to catch up with them. They were hot definitely early on. I'm going to roll with the Bills here, too, given 5.5 at home, expecting them to bounce back in a big way for sure.
All right, guys, moving on. We have the matchup that y'all were talking with Jeff Duncan about, the best two teams in the NFC, maybe the best two teams in the NFL, the Seahawks at the Rams in an NFC West divisional showdown. The LA Rams are 3.5-point favorites at home. Guys, I went back and forth on this one because that half point is a real sucker line. I went with the Seahawks because I think they keep it close enough to where it's a field goal type game. I would pick the Rams in this game, but I think that it's going to be really, really tight. And there's always the chance that Sam Darnold, JSN, and that Rams or in that Seahawks offense can come through for me and even pick up a win on the road against LA. So give me the Seahawks plus 3.5.
Home or away, it doesn't really matter in LA.
It's true.
I mean, do they really have a true home field advantage? You know, if somebody would have asked me who you pick, I think Seattle's a tad better. And I get 3.5 points. Give me the Seahawks.
There you go.
My only, I went back and forth with this two guys, and in the end, I went with who I feel is the better quarterback. I'll roll with the Rams, given 3.5, and Matthew Stafford. He's been red hot. And I just, overall, I like this Rams team. I hate that I like this Rams team. Offense, defense, they're just a complete squad. I think they're going to really put a number on the Seattle Seahawks and end up covering.
You think they're
going to win big? I think they'll cover the 3.5 at least. Maybe a five, six-point win.
Okay. I got you.
And then we got another West Divisional matchup, this time in the AFC, guys. We got the Chiefs 3.5-point favorites at the Broncos, the 8-2 Broncos, which if anybody watched Thursday Night Football last week, I pity you because I was in that number too, watching that terrible, terrible game. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites on the road. A lot of fraud talk about the Broncos, you know, how good really are they? Guys, I just don't like how Bo Nix has been playing. And if you're telling me Pat Mahomes, 3.5 points, once again, the half point does kind of stink here, but I'll take the Chiefs minus 3.5. I feel like the Broncos have a great team that's just hampered by terrible quarterback play this year.
They got a tremendous defense. I'd put that defense up against anybody's defense. And I think, you know what they got to do? They got to get R.J. Harvey much more involved in their offense. As a receiver, Bo Nix has not played well. The Chiefs got flaws, but I think here I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City on the road is the play for me too, guys, just because of the fact. I said the last matchup with Rams-Seattle, I was going with the better quarterback for sure in this one. Oh. Give me Patrick Mahomes. Man, oh, man. I don't know if it is fool's gold or, you know, frauds, whatever you want to call it, like Charlie was saying. Bo Nix has just been awful this year, but the Broncos finding a way because of that defense.
Yeah, and he's played so much differently in quarters 1 through 3 and he does in the fourth quarter. Now, last week's game, I mean, that was a Sominex game. That would have put you out quicker than taking that Sominex.
Sure did.
They were god-awful on offense. That's why I think the Chiefs here may hit them with the offensive tsunami. Give me Kansas City.
All right, so we got two clean sweeps with an NFL action with the Bills over the Buccaneers minus 5.5 and the Chiefs on the road over the Broncos minus 3.5. Steve, you're standing alone with the Rams here minus 3.5 at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Let's see how it goes, everybody. I mean, real quick, also the updated standings. Mike, you're in the lead at 34-33. Bobby's at 33-34. And then Steve, you and I are at 30-37. So we got some catching up to do.
Man, oh, man.
Did y'all gotta try to catch A-Bear? Man, what? I'd have never thought I'd live long enough for that.
Hole, Mike.
That's
I
how
dug
wacky
myself
the
a hole.
Season's been.
I never thought I'd live long enough for y'all to say that.
Taking that break here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming back, we'll close things out right after this, folks. Getting ready for Thursday Night Football on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, our weekend kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mentioned Shohei Ohtani won the National League MVP award.
I'll let you talk about this dude.
And, man, well, back-to-backs for the Judge. Aaron Judge, MVP again in the American League. Congrats to the captain of the New York Yankees there. But, man, oh, man, New York's got plenty of work to do because they don't got that jewelry, Mike. It's been a while.
Yeah, if the old man was alive, that wouldn't be the case. Oh, he'd be raising sand. Man, George Steinbrenner, he was one of the first ones to kind of control things behind the scenes. But, boy, it was sure fun watching the Yankees and watching Steinbrenner. Now, I'm talking about the pops, not the boy.
Mike, we're getting ready for Saturday, LSU taking on Arkansas. When's your pregame coverage starting?
Starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. We take it to 9:45. Kickoff, 11:45, LSU, Arkansas.
Tune in, folks. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Who dat?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.